You're listening to WMFO Medford, Mass. My name's Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel with Chris Earle. I'm looking at these Oscar nominations. They came out yesterday, I guess. Yeah, they came out yesterday. I don't know why. I thought I saw that they came out yesterday, and they were so far down on the list. I like saw it as a little... This is what's weird about like getting your news now, you know? It's like I was looking at a few sites, and I saw a quick link on the Oscars. I'm like, geez, I think it's next week. But they announced it yesterday, and there was so much other stuff going on yesterday. But a lot of crap, in my opinion, too. I like the Oscars, and I want to go over this list that came out here, because I think it was a really, really weak year for movies in 2017. That's just me, and I studied film, and I've been watching movies ever since I was a kid. Everybody always has their opinions on their movies and stuff, but believe me, I put the hours into it, so I believe I have a valid opinion on this. So, Best Picture, we have Call Me By Your Name, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Get Out, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, The Post, Shape of Water, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Now, I saw Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, and it was decent. Wasn't phenomenal. I liked it, but there were some big, big flaws in that, and I know it cleaned up at the Golden Globes for a few things. Sam Rockwell was great in it, and Frances McDormand plays herself once again. I was in Olive Kittredge with her at one point, and I actually walked into her, like literally walked into her as we were acting. Well, she was acting. I was just walking by her, and I think she hit me, honestly. But anyway, that was okay. Shape of Water was okay. The Post, I have no interest to see. Another movie about, you know, a newspaper. I mean, I was in Spotlight. I was in Oscar-nominated Spotlight, and they cut me on the floor. Maybe that's why I'm on the cutting room floor. Maybe that's why I don't want to see The Post. But Spielberg, Meryl Streep, Tom Hanks talking about, you know, something we already talked about, yeah. Lady Bird looks pretty good. Phantom Thread, I know nothing about. Get Out. What the hell is what up with everybody saying Get Out is so phenomenal? It was good. Wasn't great. Not a horror movie. Dunkirk, amazing. That's the one thing I like on here. Darkest Hour, I want to see. I haven't seen that yet. Call Me By Your Name. I'm sure that's about a couple gay boys. There's got to be something about a couple gay boys on there. I think that's the one. Anyway, I don't know. Lead actor Timothy Chalamet for Call Me By Your Name. Sure, that's the gay one, yeah. Phantom Thread for Daniel Day-Lewis. And guy in Get Out, Gary Oldman, who's going to win. And Denzel, who's always there because they need to see his freaky finger and create a meme on it on the Oscar blog that day. Lead actress Sally Hawkins, who's nude and everything in Shape of Water. So I understand why she's there. Frances McDormand, who's going to win. I don't know. Margot Robbie, which may be the upset because she's super hot for I, Tonya. I forget what it's, Circe or something like that, or Soothsay, Ronan for Lady Bird, and Meryl Streep once again. And then supporting actor and actress and director, and enough, good enough. I want Dunkirk to win some stuff, that was pretty good. The rest of it was real crap, it was a crap year. Sam Rockwell was great too, and Woody Harrelson's better in everything. But Frances McDormand playing herself, Meryl Streep, who cares? You know, Octavia Spencer, it's like she's nominated in everything she's in now. She's good, but is she any different in any of the movies? No. I don't know. I'm a little jaded. I think, the Oscars may be not as big of a deal to me, especially after last year's mess up. It's like, who cares anymore? You know? Used to be my Super Bowl for the year was the Oscars. Now it's like, who cares? You know, you got to care about something, and that's just not in anymore for me. You know what I care about? Glam metal. That's what we're doing until 7 p.m. And this one's fantastic. And these guys, I liked them at the time. I like them even more now. They were good. They were good. It's WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. Doing glam rock here till 7 p.m. And just got a call. He's like, why are the Oscars so important here? I'm like, they're not. I'm like, movies are important. Movies are fun. I'm like, well, why are the Oscars important? Well, why is football important? Why is the Super Bowl important? There's things that people enjoy. You get to see people, actors and actresses, their best. You like watching Jimmy Kimmel. He's going to be hosting the whole thing. So I wasn't going to really talk about him anymore, but I feel like I have to now. I feel like I have to. Lead actor. You got that Call Me By The Name, Daniel Day-Lewis, Gary Oldman, Daniel, and Denzel. Lead actress, you got Sally Hawkins and Frances and Margot. I already talked about those. Supporting actor, William Dafoe. It was always good. Woody Harrelson and Three Billboards was great. Richard Jenkins was great. Christopher Plummer and Sam Rockwell, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. He's great in that. Really good. Supporting actress Mary J. Blige, Allison Janney, Leslie Manville, Laurie Metcalf, and Octavia Spencer. That's Allison Janney's going to win that one, I think, for I, Tonya, because she's funny. Everybody seems to like her. And director Dunkirk for Christopher Nolan. That's it. Basically, I wanted to talk about it. That's all. That's why it's so important to me. Something some people like to talk about their day. I'm talking about the Oscars. It's my show. I could do whatever the hell I want. Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. Maybe I'll play a song from the Oscars. Maybe.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make some breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Do do do. we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it.
Your women crying, look at your young men dying, the way they've always done before. Look at the hate we're breeding, look at the fear we're feeding. Lives we're leading the way we've always done before.
What's so civil about war anyway?
Check this out. This is Chuck D.
And this is Flavor Flav. Public Enemy is letting y'all know about Black History Month.
February is Black History Month, but we like to say that every single month we should recognize the rich culture and heritage of black people. Although the battles have not been won yet, we should be proud to take some time out this month to explore the powerful and victorious lineage of our people.
That's right, so don't be a vulture. Learn your culture.
P.E. salutes the history of black people and the history that we are yet to make.
That's right, not a mistake.
Check. the question of the time has come, and you know that you're the only one to say, okay.
There's Night Ranger. It's glam metal today till 7 p.m. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle. Here with you every Wednesday, 5 to 7. Next week I'll be back with a regular Time Travel show. Got a couple of guests coming up in the future as well. On the air for 10 years now. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Hope you are enjoying your Wednesday afternoon. And nice to have a little bit of a break in the weather, I think. That's what I think. But be careful out there. Had a couple people got hurt yesterday on the black ice. Be careful out there. Think to yourself, what would David Lee Roth do?
Yeah. We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. The DJ said love's a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has it ever been like this? And I know that you would be here right now if I could have let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. Like the knife that cuts you, the wound heals, but the sky, that sky saved a love that night if I'd known what to say. Instead of making love, we both made our separate ways. And now I here found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cuts me like a knife. I guess every rose has its thorn. Like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. My name's Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. Be back next week, 5 to 7 p.m. in my 10th year. It's the anniversary is going to be on March 11th. 10 years of time travel, everybody. Look out there. There's going to be an article on there in the paper here over at Tufts University sometime soon on 10 years of time travel with Chris Earle. I'm going to leave you with some Motley Crue, and thanks to the guys that called in and made their requests. I'll be back next week. Talk to you later. Enjoy your week, everybody, and stay warm, Somerville and Medford. Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. high atop Curtis Hall. Welcome back, tough students. Take care.
Good night, future boy!
You know, I'm a dreamer, but my heart's a ghost. take this song.